From WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams. Good morning. It is Tuesday, December 1st. Look for mostly sunny skies across the region today. We'll see a high around 42. Winds will be light, now the west at 5 to 7 miles an hour. Two people have been arrested for an attempted robbery on Thanksgiving Day in Carbondale. Police say two males approached the victim in the 400 block of West Jackson Street around 6 p.m. on Thanksgiving Day and displayed what appeared to be a handgun and demanded money. After the victim confronted the suspects, they fled on foot. The victim was not injured. Officers identified the suspects as 20-year-old Dennis Coleman of Carbondale and a 17-year-old juvenile from Carbondale. They arrested Coleman for disorderly conduct and the juvenile offender for aggravated assault. The juvenile was taken to a detention facility. A Carbondale teen died after being hit by a pickup truck while trying to flag down help after his vehicle broke down Sunday night in Jackson County. Sheriff deputies say 18-year-old Elijah White was a passenger in the disabled car, which broke down on Highway 51 near Fox Road south of DeSoto. They say White stepped into the roadway to flag down an oncoming vehicle, but the driver did not see him until it was too late. White was taken to Memorial Hospital of Carbondale, where he later died of his injuries. An investigation continues. Illinois reported the lowest single-day number of new COVID cases in more than a month on Monday, but deaths continue to rise and state health officials fear positivity rates will go up following the long holiday weekend. The case positivity rate is at 10.2%. Across the region's borders, Missouri and Indiana's positivity rates are hovering around 20%. Prisons are also struggling to contain the coronavirus. Monday's numbers show the Marion Federal Penitentiary ranks third in the nation for active COVID-19 cases with 238. In state-run prisons, the Lawrence Correctional Center leads this region in active cases with 237. Vandalia has 160, while Big Muddy, Shawnee, and Vienna have more than a dozen each. Several other facilities are reporting less than 10 active cases. Illinois Governor J.B. Pritzker says the Tier 3 resurgence mitigation will remain in place at least for the next few weeks. He says this stands even in some parts of the state appear to be on track to meet metrics to be taken off of Tier 3 restrictions.
We are still very much in a precarious place, and we have got to take the time to evaluate any Thanksgiving effect before we make any premature adjustments.
Illinois Department of Public Health Director Dr. Ngozi Ezike says if you did gather with people outside your immediate household for Thanksgiving, to consider getting tested later this week.
It is recommended to wait about 6 or 7 days after exposure to be tested, but if you have symptoms, please get tested right away.
Ezike says before getting tested, follow the precautions established to help curb the spread. Well, the Illinois Department of Public Health has mobile COVID testing teams set up this week in Marion County. The free mobile nasal swab testing site is located at the Marion County Fairgrounds in Salem. It will be there from now through Sunday from 8 a.m. until 4 p.m. Marion County's positivity rate stands at 16.5%. And the Illinois Department of Labor is warning about dangers of carbon monoxide poisoning at the workplace, especially during the fall and winter months. Police officers, truck drivers, warehouse workers, toll booth attendants, and taxi drivers are just some of the people that are often at risk since they work near internal combustion engines, such as vehicles and generators. Employers should make sure their staff know the symptoms of carbon monoxide poisoning, says department spokesman Mike Matulis.
Some of the obvious signs are headaches early on, possibly shortness of breath, eventually feeling nauseated. So workers should be aware of the signs, and if they feel one of those signs, they should immediately get into fresh air.
Matulis says employers should also prohibit the use of gas-powered tools and engines in poorly ventilated areas and install effective ventilation systems as well as test air quality regularly. Well, weather-wise today for this Tuesday, the first day of December, we'll see mostly sunny skies across the region. Look for high around 42. Winds about the west at 5 to 7 miles an hour. That should give way to clear skies tonight with an overnight low of 26. Then tomorrow, more sunshine in the forecast. A little warmer. We'll see high around 49. Then we might see a chance of some snow flurries overnight tomorrow night. With WSIU Radio News, I'm Jeff Williams.